Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, a local cohort slept out in Petersfield's Avenue playing field to raise funds for homeless military veterans. The Petersfield seed swap flourished on Saturday. Petersfield High Street is being resurfaced. And we've got this week's results for the East Hants Community Lottery. I'll have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Two people in Humberside have been arrested on suspicion of preventing the lawful and decent burial of people at an undertaker's. It's after an investigation at Legacy Funeral Directors in Hull began over concerns for the care of the deceased. Police have confirmed a 43-year-old man and a 23-year-old woman are in custody. The Health Secretary has been explaining her plan for tackling obesity. Victoria Atkins was speaking on Laura Koonsberg's show.
We make the mistake, I think, of siloing obesity by itself. We know that it can have many, many other conditions, including causing type 2 diabetes. And so over the coming weeks, you will see the government set out our plans.
Multiple international news agencies have withdrawn an image of Princess Kate issued on Mother's Day. Reuters, Associated Free Press and Associated Press have issued what's known as a mandatory kill notice. AP says that upon closer inspection, they believe the image has been manipulated at source. Kensington Palace have declined to comment on the photo. An Australian Shepherd named Viking's been crowned best in show at the 2024 Crufts Dog Show at the NEC in Birmingham. Viking, who's 3 years old and from Solihull, beat 24,000 dogs to take the coveted prize. Taking a look at sport now, in the Six Nations, France have beaten Wales 45-24 in Cardiff. In the Premier League, it was a 4-0 win for Spurs over Aston Villa. Meanwhile, Brighton scraped a 1-0 win against relegation-threatened Nottingham Forest. It was 2-2 between West Ham and Burnley at the London Stadium, and at Anfield it was 1-1 between title rivals Liverpool and Man City. Over in Belgium though, it's been another great evening for 17-year-old Luke Littler.
The title of 2024 Black Leader Belgian Darts Open Champion, and that is Luke Vanuke Littler.
He's won the Belgian Open, beating Rob Cross 8-7 in the final to secure his first European title. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm George Ike.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Gareth Boys at Petersfield's Shine Radio. A local cohort slept out in Petersfield's Avenue playing field to raise funds for homeless military veterans. Local residents probably know Councillor Chris Page either in his role at Petersfield Town Council or as chair of the local branch of the Royal British Legion. As part of a fundraising team, Chris took part in the Great Tommy Sleepout over the weekend. It's a cause close to his heart.
I spent 18 months homeless when I left the military, so I know exactly what people have been through. In the eyes of the council, I'd made myself homeless because my marriage had fallen apart, come out of the army, and sofa surfing where I can. A lot of the time in my car, you get moved on at night by the police because you can only be in car park or a lay-by for so long, and they come and knock on the window and they move you along. If I was away from my car then, you quite literally do find any shelter that you can. So doing something like this, just 24 hours, we can go home afterwards. It really does bring it home to people who haven't experienced it, how hard it can be.
And you can hear more from Chris, the other participants, and about the charity at shineradio.uk. The Petersfield Seed Swap flourished on Saturday. The event took place at Winton House and included workshops on flowers and allotments. It also had stalls including Petersfield Community Gardens, Hampshire Swifts, Petersfield Beekeepers and Petersfield's Men's Shed. I spoke to Steve to find out how it was going during the day.
So many people have come through the door and loads of really interesting people. Lots of people just chatting amongst themselves, you know, speaking to Claire and I. It's been a really good morning so far. It's the right time of year, you know, we're at the beginning of March. You know, the weather hopefully is warming up a little bit. And this weekend, I'm going for it with a lot of seeds this weekend. So my greenhouse and my conservatory are going to be absolutely chocker, full of everything.
And how many people do you think you've had so far? Any guesses?
At least 100 people through the door, at least. Everyone's going away with a bit of cake, which is good. So we'll have a count-up of how many bits of cake we've sold at the end of the day. I should have a better idea of how many people have been.
And you can hear more in the next episode of Growing Together from Shine Radio. Petersfield High Street is being resurfaced. Work starts tonight and is expected to be done by Friday. It means the streets will be closed every night from this week from 8 o'clock. Councillor Russell Oppenheimer says it's a proper job.
It's going to be a really good job. We've been pressing for this for several months now. Because it's a very central, visible location, we want it to look good. So I'm looking forward to it getting done. And I think, you know, although it's obviously going to be a bit of a disruption whilst that is undertaken, you know, once they've done it, once it's finished, it'll look lovely.
And is it just a surface dressing, or is it being done properly in a way that will last for years?
Yeah, it's a proper resurfacing. Yeah, they are. What they do is they dig up the existing surface. That gets taken away for recycling to Mitchell Dever, and then they lay a totally new surface.
And we've got this week's results for the East Sands Community Lottery. Here's Elise with the results.
This week's winning numbers are 6, 5, 9, 3, 8, 0. You can support your community by taking part in the East Sands Community Lottery, which fundraises for a variety of good causes, including our very own Shine Radio. Here's some of the others who also benefit: Petersfield Lions Club, Petersfield Voluntary Care Group, the Rosemary Foundation Hospice at Home. Go to easthantslottery.co.uk to find out more about the local community lottery.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning, this is Maggie from Shine Radio with the weather for the Petersphere. Today we will see another mild and cloudy day with a threat of drizzle all day. Between 6 and 9 a.m. there will be light rain and drizzle affecting visibility on the roads. The temperature will reach a maximum of 10 degrees C. Have a lovely day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hey, it's Vicky with today's travel update. Resurfacing works are taking place in the High Street today, so that's closed this week. A diversion is in place, but delays are likely, so do plan your route before you travel. School Lane is closed today, while South East Water carry out works, a diversion is in place. Droxford Road in East Meon is closed again, diversion is in place there. And the slip road and lane closures are back on the A3 tonight. That's both directions from Barelands. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 55500 or email team@shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. Made by volunteers in Petersfield, this is Shine Radio.
Oh, it's like being in a little family. I love the community spirit. I like coming out to events like this. This is my first event with Shine. I'm honing in on my editing skills right now. I've been allowed free rein of the controls this weekend. And yeah, just learning loads of new skills, being able to broadcast, interview. It's really good.
Petersfield's Shine Radio. You make it shine. Call Petersfield 555 500 or email team@shineradio.uk.